This week we'll be talking about our favourite pastime, drinking. Hey, everyone wave the drink. Just to let you guys know, I'm joined with this week. My name's James, and to my right is
Connor.
And opposite him is
Charlie.
No, opposite him is. I've fucked you guys up already.
Fuck you up.
Opposite him is
Jim.
And then to Jim's left is
Charlie.
Yeah, I just like to do that every now and again, to keep them on their toes. Yeah, so we like to drink. I mean, like, this is definitely a pro drinking podcast. And if you're not into that, then
listen to this.
Well, you can listen, but I mean, you probably won't agree with anything. It'd be like, you know, not enjoying it.
It'd be like watching something or listening to something you don't
like. Yeah, like, so.
It's Coronation Street.
Wow.
What? You don't like Coronation Street?
No, oh, I fucking hate Coronation Street.
Do you know the only thing I like about Coronation Street is the theme tune?
I love the theme tune. I like
when it comes on, it just makes me think of like my grandma.
I like that.
That's it. And then I hear it and I go,
I like that they got like a pub that they drink in. Oh, they unrelated it.
Right.
What is that pub called? Rover's Return.
Rover's Return,
is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the Queen Vixie stuff.
Yeah. Really gay that I knew that. Anyway, drinking.
Moving swiftly,
yeah, swiftly on. Yeah, we'll do that a lot in this podcast. Connor, do you see drinking as a type of drug?
Yeah, it's classed as a drug for a start.
Is it actually? Like, yeah, is it actually got a class as a drug?
It was classified.
I don't think it's classified as a drug.
If it's classified, surely it's illegal.
No, yeah. Only class A and B.
Right, I mean, like.
No, because
I think. I'm going to call shenanigans.
It used to be
ketamine. I'm pretty sure I'm.
What is it?
Ketamine
C.
Fucking
hell. Fucking amazing.
Just saying no.
That's incredible. Ketamine's a C, but weed's B.
Yeah.
Because weed's more serious.
Honestly, like, I've never seen an unhappy stoner, ever.
Nah.
No.
None at all.
They're just the happiest fucking people on the planet.
Yeah, they? it's like alcohol causes, you know, hundreds and hundreds of fights. Like, if everybody just got stoned at the weekend, nobody would be fighting.
Yeah, I think, like, instead of going out and drinking now, I'm just going to get stoned. Then take crack.
Why not? Yeah. Apparently, you take some ketamine because it's less of a class.
Oh, yeah. I'll just turn into a horse.
Why the long face, James?
And if you're interested in more jokes on that, Jim has a stand-up show he's going to be doing. I'd fucking pay to see that.
You pay to watch me do stand-up?
No. No. So do you think, like, people drinking, like, it moves on to, like, say, you know, the more harsher drugs, like, the more you drink, you know, you try stuff when you're drunk, don't you? Like, some people get hurt.
I don't know.
You know? So say, like, you know, alcohol.
Before I got properly into drinking, I was smoking. I think that's the step in it. If you start smoking, then you start smoking.
I don't know, because I don't smoke. I really like to drink.
And then you're on heroin.
I skipped smoking and drinking. I just went straight to heroin. So.
Yeah, just went straight to the hard stuff.
I ain't got any more things.
Speaking of drugs, did you see that new drug that's come over from Russia, I think? And it eats your flesh.
Oh, crocodile.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
What's it called?
Crocodile.
Yeah.
Of course you've fucking seen it.
Why would you take it?
It's fucking out of gold.
Why would anyone take that?
It's horrendous.
Yeah, honestly.
Made out of, like, bleach and shit.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Like, these people are taking it. There's pictures, and they've just got, like, just bone and, like, chunks of their flesh missing where they've just fallen apart.
So it's like a zombie.
Yeah, like, it kind of look. They kind of look like
drug.
Zombies.
Zombie drug.
Eh?
Zombie drug.
Zombie drug. It's called crocodile because your skin comes off in, like, flakes.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's fucking grim.
Crazy. Does, I mean, like.
Don't get me wrong. I enjoy the odd, you know, dabble in some substances.
Narcotics.
But nothing that makes my skin fall off.
That does that on its own.
Whoa.
If I was to come up to you and go, Jim, I've got some gear, you'd be like, oh yeah, makes your skin fall off.
Not for me.
You'd be like, thanks for coming to me.
Thanks for thinking of me with
your, like, skin eating death drug, but I'm going to have to, you know, just. What? I'll go away and you can do your thing, yeah? Like, you know, like.
I'll come back and hoover.
Yeah. A vax. You know, like, floor cleaner.
Do you mind lifting your leg up and your head just falls off? Like,
oh, like having crisps down you, whatever, like skin, yeah. Oh. I made that really bad.
That would be. I don't understand that at all. Like,
killed you in 2 years as well.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
What's
is that what they added? Is
no,
that
I remember happened? Watching the programme and they had a load of people. Knew a lot about the drugs, and they went into this flat, and the guys had been doing it for like a year and a half, and they gave them like 6 months. They said that's standard.
You might as well drink every day for 2 years and jump off a bridge.
What's the effect? Do you know what they're like?
It's kind of like the same high as heroin, I think. So
why don't you just take heroin?
Just take heroin.
It's heroin safer.
Heroin safer.
That's, I mean, like, if you were to put the safety of drugs into a league table, heroin isn't really the safest. No. I mean, like, yeah, it's probably knocking about 14th, isn't it? Like, you know, like.
Yeah. I think.
I mean, weed's top.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's class B.
It's a class B unhealthy drug. So, I've been gnarly drunk so many times, and I get the worst fucking hangovers.
Mine are getting worse with my age.
Oh, mate. Honestly, when I was like 19, I used to be able to get up, like, after like a night of like 30 pints and just like skip to work. You know?
Yeah.
Skip to work. You know? Hello, how's your day been? Oh, it's been fantastic! La 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 la! Smash about 4 Burger Kings.
Is that because your balls haven't dropped?
No, I was only 30. Do you know what I mean? And now I like drink a pint and I fucking, my forehead hurts all day.
I found that like if I stay out long enough, I can get a hangover. Middle of my night out.
Oh, you did that actually the other night. Yeah,
I had like a moment when we were out the other night, like, and I was just drinking. We've been drinking since, well, before the gig, like, before the show, and then after the show, I still carried on drinking, and then like we got to Rum Bar, I think we were in.
I don't know.
And like I was sat downstairs at Rum Bar, I was like, I've got a fucking hangover. I was like, drink for it. So technically, I do Hair of the Dog every time.
Yeah.
And then just in the morning, I get like twice as bad a hangover. It's fucking horrific.
Keep drinking for it.
Emma's the worst. Emma can't.
Emma, she's probably gonna listen. So.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. Does she
know? I'll tell you what. If we're gonna do, Jane is the worst drunk. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Emma's a good drunk. Oh. Yeah. Emma's a good drunk. She just suffers with chronic hangovers to the point where she's like sick every single morning.
Like Jane every is like the best all night, and then she gets to about 3 o'clock and she hates everything.
New Year's was quite good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is a prime example.
Did you say she was white?
Jane, if you're listening, we do love you.
Yeah. But she says she's got to
don't try and keep up. I don't know. Carly, you ever rang in sick because you're hungover?
All the time.
Yeah?
All the time.
Yeah. Is your boss listening?
Probably.
Yeah. What's your best excuse? Or do you just tell them straight up, I'm hungover?
No, I usually say, oh, I've been on the toilet all night with shits and diarrhea. Yeah, and I had a really bad migraine.
But it's even better for me because I work in a kitchen. If I got the shits, I'm literally not allowed in there. Like, if you work in retail, it's kind of like, you can kind of come in. Like, you can do that. But if you're working with people for people's health, they're kind of like, no, stay away from
Jim, that was just fucking horrendous.
Yeah, just for whoever's listening, Jim just dropped the worst fart. Like, I genuinely think he shit his pants.
No, I'm all right.
Like, I wish we could sample that and put it on the internet. Sell that to a ram.
Use his chemical fucking warfare.
I've called in sick so many times, but like I said, in my job I get a guaranteed 48 hours off.
Yeah.
But the downside of that is that I work 12-hour days, so like if I take 2 of my 3 days off work,
just don't get
money. Like, that's like most of my week's pay gone.
Yeah.
Charlie, do you ever ring in sick? I can't imagine you do.
What, gardening?
You just don't come across as a sick.
Ringing sick to the gardener.
No, when I used to work at Pennyworth.
Of course you weren't a Pennyworth standard.
What did you do? Hey, let's let everyone...
Was it Joe or Penzi?
Do you know what my job was at Pennyworth?
Go on.
I was the driver of the Red Rocket.
No! That's quality.
What's the Red Rocket?
Why'd you leave?
It's a massive cock.
Yeah, all I saw there was you on like a cock-shaped train.
It's a tractor and little red pods behind it.
What goes in the red pods?
Little kids.
Wow. Wow. So you drove a tractor around called the Little Red Rocket. Was that what it was called? The Red Rocket. Yeah. You used to carry kids around it.
Sometimes adults.
And you've got big gay curly hair.
Sometimes adults.
Fuck.
I need more kids.
Alright, Jim. As we said, you've been hungover more times than probably most. What is your hangover cure? What is Jim's padded hangover cure?
Straight away, get up. It's got to be a fry up.
But you have a fry up most days, so.
Yeah, I'm.
Yeah, I feel sorry for your arse. Like, it's your arse.
My arse is alright. It's my heart.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your heart just cries every time you put a sausage in there. It's only going, look dumb. It's going,
I've taken to have a Barocca, everyone.
Mate, I took your advice, Barocca. My piss is so luminous lately.
Yeah.
That's just unreal.
But it's so good for the hangover.
It's just good for you in general.
Never had it, Barocca.
Yeah, mate. It's good. Get it. That's Arizona Law's top tip of the week. Get some fucking Barocca in your life, honestly. Like, Charlie, what's your hangover cure?
Right, I get a bit of
Yeah.
Nice and greasy. And then I usually play Xbox for like an hour. And then I'll go drum.
Yeah. Then you go drum?
Yeah. Sweat it out, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Sweat it out.
Yeah, I can imagine you sweat out with that noise. I'd be like, fuck
yeah,
off.
Yeah, bugs in the ear defenders.
You don't listen to yourself. It's just like, oh, whatever, I don't care what I'm playing.
Whatever, just get it out of me. I'm mental. Connor, go on, your hangover cure.
I usually sleep it off.
You sleep into like 3 o'clock in the afternoon every day anyway. Well, so like, you fucking do. If you're not doing shit, you will not get up to like 3 o'clock. Can somebody back me up on this?
Yeah,
he fucking won't, will he? You'll be like, what are you up to? You're like 4 in the afternoon. Yeah, man, I just got up. Yeah, I just got up. I can't do anything today. I just got up. And you'd have been up like since fucking 6 in the morning, bloody milking cows or fucking pushing kids around in the Red Rocket. My hangover cure is not dissimilar to our old drummer Craig Eastlake's, where I'll get up around 1, I'll go get a pizza, and I'll watch shit telly for the rest of the day. Or usually what I've been doing lately, because 9 times out of 10 I'll get drunk on a Friday or a Saturday, I'll just watch the worst football on the day after.
Yeah.
Like, the worst, like, oh, like the
Stevenage,
yeah,
like
Queen of the South, so like, Scottish Cup, so like,
oh, Scottish Cup football,
yeah, like it'd be that fucking.
Queen of the South are my Scottish team.
Oh,
yeah.
Connor, how's Stoke doing?
Oh, they beat Chelsea, didn't they?
Yeah,
they did. Yeah. Get on, look at him with his
3-2, wasn't it?
Yeah,
3-2, wasn't it?
That was it.
Just to any new listeners listening, we did a podcast on football a couple of weeks ago, and Connor doesn't support.
They lost against Everton.
Connor doesn't support football.
Yeah, Stoke.
Yeah, a couple last month ago.
I don't follow Stoke. It's your job, not mine.
So yeah, we gave Connor the team of Stoke because we all agree Stoke are the best team ever. So, like, you know.
We all agree that Stoke are where football players go to die.
But they're the best team ever. Yeah. They're a solid, solid team.
Solid.
Charlie, you weren't there for that podcast. Yeah. Do you have a football team?
I hate football.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm going to have to pick every team now.
Yeah, go on. What team do you want?
Don't pick my boys. No, they're my boys now.
Tell you what, Oxford United.
Oxford United, alright.
You
can't
have Oxford United. You're above Argo.
They were just
everybody's above Argo.
Everyone's above Argo, yeah. You could pick like 60 teams.
Do you know what, actually, saying this, I went up and watched Argo the other day. Genuinely went up, with me, the Knicks, like we went up. And we watched Argo, and they scored 3 goals in 10 minutes.
Fucking hell. I bet there was like so much semen everywhere, wasn't
there? Yeah.
Everyone was like, oh my god, that's like our goal difference for the season.
Yeah, it doubled our goal time.
it was
brilliant. But then second half was dog shit and they conceded. Yeah. And it was against a non-league side called Wellington United.
Whoever they were.
Alright, can we stop going on about
football? Alright, Jim, sorry, we're not allowed to talk about football. Alright, I do apologise to any listeners who don't like football, but it's my podcast, so.
Fuck you.
Alright, Charlie, when you go out, do you try to save money or do you like to drink what you like to drink?
I'm awful at saving money.
So you go out and you think, I'll have this drink, the one I really like, over the one that's really cheap?
I'll just buy anything and drink anything.
Yeah, you drink anything?
Apart from tequila.
Oh, God. Destroys me. Faggot. What about you, Connor? Do you drink what you like, or do you drink what's cheap?
I start off on something cheap to just get me going and make my night last a bit longer, but then I'll usually turn to like Jack. A bit of Jack.
Who's Jack?
Good old Jackie D.
He turns to Jack for money.
Yeah.
Jack, you got any money? Jack, you never let me down.
I usually go there to whiskey and coke or rum and coke halfway through the night.
Fair enough. That usually quite expensive as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Alcohol's gone up ridiculous.
It's fucking stupid.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah,
it really upsets me. Although Weatherspoons is the place to fucking drink.
Well, no, right. I fucking hate it.
Yeah, but it's so fucking cheap.
Bunch of cunts.
Do you know for me, like, the place I used to love drinking, especially in the summer, is the China House. But it's like, and I used to love it because they do Peroni on tap, and I love Peroni.
Oh, I don't
if
like
I'm having an alarm,
it smells like farts.
But either way, like, I love
farts. Farts.
and I used to love sitting out the deck in the summer with that, but it's £4.10 a pint.
Crazy,
isn't it?
£4.10. Crazy. Yeah.
You know, like, you don't want to just get, like, a couple of quid back from a tenner.
That's right. Jim, I know that you drink what you like to drink, don't you?
I'm pretty picky.
Yeah, I mean, you used to be a saver, didn't you? But, I mean, like...
Yeah, I don't really need to.
But, I mean, like, when you go out, you drink what you like.
It's Guinness and crack and rum.
Yeah, so they got Guinness on, like... Well, places are doing Guinness for quite cheap now, aren't they? Like, down in the Life Lounge, are doing it for £2.50.
What?!
Yeah. They are.
Whoa!
But you don't get ahead with it.
Oh, they're the surging in it.
No, you just don't get ahead with it. They're just shit.
It's Guinness on tap and it's not very good.
We were stood in there.
I hate that though when you pay like £3.50 for a Guinness and it's surged Guinness.
Yeah.
It's not even out of the fucking tap.
Speaking of surged Guinness, my little brother last year for Christmas was a fucking hero and he bought me 48 cans of surged Guinness and one of the surger pads.
I mean, that's a pretty decent price.
The only problem is I've never found anywhere else I could buy Serge Guinness.
Yeah, it's an eBay thing.
Yeah.
And my brother never fails to buy me some kind of litre of spirit for Christmas, yeah. That goes by the end of Christmas Day. You know, it's a...
Cracking rum.
Yeah, so, all right, let's go around. Jim, what's your favourite drink?
Cracking rum and Guinness. I couldn't take...
What, together?
cracking rum or Guinness.
Yeah?
They're my two.
Fair enough. So, Charlie, what do you get one spirit and you get one, like, tap drink?
I have a pint of lager.
In what lager?
Yeah, the packet crew.
I call it
Carly?
Carly!
Hey, it's like dude, that's you can tell he's 19, and yeah, like, you can just tell.
Carly, I don't give a fuck.
Booze. Yeah, Jack and Coke.
Yeah.
Colin?
Whiskey, obviously.
Yeah, but what whiskey? There's so many different whiskeys.
I like Jim Beam.
Can it's I just say, if I'm having whiskey, for me, it's Johnny Walker Black Label.
It's a malt though. It's a single malt though, isn't it? You can't have a single malt.
I could be in the right mood for like some proper whiskey, some single malt whiskey. If I'm on a night out, I usually just have Jack or Jim Beam.
Oh, because no one can afford to drink Glenfiddich on a
night out.
Johnny Walker Black.
I did it one night and I ended up spending like over 100 quid.
You guys know Alex. I never used to be that into whiskey, but I am massively into drinking tea. I know it's off subject, but I've got like what you guys know. Like, I've got loads.
I've noticed your tea addiction, mate.
Yeah. But one day me and Alex sat down, and he used to have loads of different whiskeys. Like he'd have like fucking single malt blends or whatever. And one day we sat down and he like did like a tasting whiskey thing with me. We just poured loads of different whiskeys just on ice and just like sat there and tried them all. And now I can kind of tell the difference. It's quite nice. And like Johnny Walker was the one that was just like, that's the most expensive on the table.
Yeah, it is. Like, the more expensive your whiskey, the better it is. Like.
Well, I don't know about if it's necessarily the more expensive, but Johnny Walker's just good quality. Although the blue is more expensive than the black, but the blue is shit, apparently. I've never had it, but...
Can't afford it?
I don't have the mortgage to pay for it.
Yeah.
And if I was after it, have a beer, it would probably just be Carlsberg.
I like a Carlsberg. If I'm having a cheap beer.
But I can't stand one Carlsberg. Like,
no, I don't think anyone likes one Carlsberg.
It's an inch. Yeah.
One beer. Warm cider.
Really
warm cider. They do
have
that.
Have you ever done the classic where you've woke up fucking hungover as shit and you have to catch like, oh, fuck. My mouth is dry as shit.
Yeah.
And you reach across for a glass of Coke and there's on the side and you just take a swig and it's got like Jack Daniels on the line. So you're just like,
destroys you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, me personally, I love Budweiser. I think it's the best drink ever made. But I'm partial to a Guinness. You know, I'm partial to a Guinness.
We're both fans.
What's
your spirit then?
Spirit has got to be rum. I love rum. Probably Woods or Navy rum. I love.
So you like proper? See, I'm only really a spice rum.
Yeah, no, I like rum. I like rum. I like the rum that like you drink it and you go fucking hell.
Kraken rum because that's kind of.
I mean, that shit's lovely. Yeah, that's really.
Just black rum.
It's the only spice rum I drink though. Like, I don't like the Morgan spice. It's too spicy. I know it sounds like really retarded.
It's too sweet. I can understand when people say it's too sweet, especially with Coke. It's nice with lemonade, but I just can't be that.
It's just like you taste the spice over the rum. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. That's kind of.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but like, I don't like that shit, I'm not into that. So Jim, what's your earliest memory of drinking?
I was probably about 15, 16, down the school field, standard.
Standard, yeah.
And someone got hold of a bottle of like fucking White Ace or Three Hammers. Or
Dick Lightning.
Dick Lightning, yeah. And I thought it was Billy Big Balls and like, you know, did the whole, yeah, I've been drinking at home, like I'm well cool and all the rest of it. And then down shit tons of it. And then was like ecstasy sick, like proper like sat up, like sort of went from lying down because I thought I'd feel better to being sat bolt upright, just throwing up on myself. So,
did your friends then classically run away?
No, my friends thought I was dying.
Oh,
it
right.
It was like they were 15, 16, whatever. And it's all like, oh my god, you're dying!
Did you scream mum at any point?
Mum! No, I didn't.
No. I can imagine you've screamed.
I've done it
many times.
I can't
do
it now.
He did it one night.
Yeah,
one night me and him were down video. And it was the, what was it?
The reggae night.
Reggae, yeah, bass.
Drum and bass reggae night.
Anyway, And we got fucking smashed. And Connor left his drink on the side, and I reckon he got spiked. Because apparently he got home, he'd thrown up on himself, he took his clothes off, threw them at Abby, went in his toilet butt naked, was just going like, "Oh, Abby! Abby!" And then when she came in, he was like, "Fuck off, Abby!" And then she'd go away, and he was like, "Mom!
Mom!" Such a mum's
boy. But the thing is, I was sat on the floor, and it felt like the... I was sat cross-legged and I've already thrown up on myself and it felt like the floor was sinking and I was going down and I was going, "Oh, this wasn't right," and I was talking to like, it's about seven Abbeys.
You're talking to the soap, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Shut up, soap. You can't help me.
Apparently I was a fucking nightmare that night, wasn't I?
If there's one thing I do
love. Yeah, you were a fucking little cunt. Yeah. Like, normally Connor's like really reserved and he goes out, but he was a fucking cunt. Like, this guy walked past me and like, just accidentally bumped into me and I spilled a bit of my drink and he was like, "Oi, watch it, you fucking..." Like, Connor got well minty. Like, immediately.
That's one of my favourite phrases.
"Chill out." Like,
got well minty. That's one of my favourite.
I was just like,
"Don't remember it." Don't even fucking remember it. Last thing I remember was dancing
with... Yeah, he said, and then he was like, "I'm going to go meet Abby." I was like, "Oh, mate, we just fucked off."
So she was down in Envy, from Rudy to Envy, right? You saw me get in the taxi.
Yeah.
Took me nearly an hour and 45 minutes to get down to Abbey.
He must have got out of the taxi somewhere else and just walked all around. Off, yeah. You probably stopped for food, you fat cunt.
Yeah. So you know, I ate burgers. Yeah. Charlie, what was your earliest memory of drinking? Was it last week?
No. I think I was probably 6 or 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
good parenting there.
Yeah. Mum and dad had made like a gin and tonic left on the side, and I thought it was like lemonade, so I just downed the whole lot of it. And then I can't remember what happened after that.
Wow.
Then he just woke up with his pants off.
Early.
That's amazing.
It explains so much.
Yeah. And then he just woke up with his pants off.
Yeah. And his Uncle Frank was next to his bed.
Just going, "Shh.
It's all right. You fell over and I picked you up at the end of my dick."
Fucking horrendous. Oh my god.
That would explain a lot.
So Connor, what was your first
experience? I was about 14, 15 at my mate Chris McPherson's house. Yeah.
He's a nice man.
He does actually listen to his podcast. Yeah. Chris, you're a cunt.
Yeah.
Some bloody boy.
He's a boy. I went down with him. He
fucking
drinks.
You went down on him?
Yeah.
That's what I thought he said. Yeah. I was like, "Oh, alright, boy."
Hey, he's a nice man. Yeah. Get on. Hey, carry on, buddy.
Yeah. So him and like everyone else, and having all my mates, sat as just started to just get drunk on. Somebody brought up 3 litres of shit vodka, like the vodka crap.
Oh, vodka.
Yeah, fucking horrible, like cheap, but like 3 litre bottles. Right, between there was about 5 of us. And we were just sat.
A litre would have done you at 16.
Exactly. We polished. That's me. We all sat down, right? We sat down for hours. We just didn't move and we were just polishing it off, shots and shots, right? We were fucking hammered, but it didn't seem like we were hammered until we stood up.
Yeah.
I stood up, cracked my head on the fucking ceiling, instantly fell over. Nice. That was gone.
You were done.
So we were fucked. We decided to miss.
Connor,
was
this back in your chubby days?
It's back in my chubby days. Yeah, right, yeah. So anyway, then we went back.
Explains why he's got the koi carp tattoo.
Hey,
fuck off.
So then we decided we would miss. I'm telling the fucking story.
No, you carry on. We're just gonna have our own.
So yeah, we decided to miss to the Esso garage over in North Prospect. So
isn't that a jet garage?
Yeah, no, it's Esso garage.
Is it?
Yeah, so the one in...
I know your area more than you
do. Right, anyway.
You just went to a garage. I don't care where it is.
No, it's important.
So we decided to miss you about like 3 o'clock in the morning. Fucking shit face. It took us about three hours to get over there. On the way back, I managed...
So zoned out
on the way,
story ages ago.
On the way back, I managed to trip and I smashed my ankle on the cab and broke my ankle.
Oh, good work.
Right?
Yeah.
So then I decided to... Well, basically, they carried me all the way back to my house. I was crying like a bitch. Like, literally, I was like, "Oh, it's my fucking ankle." Kicking my ankle.
Did you call for your mum anyway?
No. Woke up in the next morning with Sam throwing a tennis ball at my head. Like, I just threw a tennis ball at my head. I woke up and went, "Fuck!"
Okay, just so the people that know, Connor grabbed his ankle.
Yeah, and I ended up crawling back down to my house on all fours. Yeah.
Amazing.
I was about 14, 15.
Or is Charlie's Uncle Frank behind you when you're in Royal Forest?
Good old Uncle Frank.
Uncle Frank. So, yeah,
that was my earliest disaster story.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you with regards to getting laid but being drunk?
Shit myself.
What was getting laid?
No, I was getting laid.
Oh, that's why I asked.
Say that would have been the king story.
I'm done.
You win.
No, what about like just drinking? I've shit myself. I've gone for a. This was at Nate's house. Years ago. But anyway, at our friend's house, and I was just having a piss outside.
I love the way he backtracked and went at our friend's house after he said the name of the person's house it was.
So I was just stood against the railings having a piss outside his front door, and I went, I need to fart in, and I shouted. I was just like,
sweet.
Oh shit. Boys, I'm just going to run up home. I just forgot my phone. Ran up there for like 10 minutes and changed my.
I like Grant. Grant's the king of the shit himself thing. He was on the bus coming.
Is that like an accolade you'd like to have?
This is fucking ironic, right? Grant was on the bus and we'd had a proper steamer's night out, and he was sat on the bus going back to Callington, and he was like, I just don't feel very well. And then he was like, I'm gonna get off the bus because I feel sick. And at the exact moment he decided it was enough, like, he just fucking shit himself. And like, not sharted, proper shit himself. Do you know the best part about it? Wearing white jeans.
Oh,
he was wearing white fucking
jeans. He's the only man that I know
who'd
wear white
jeans.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Well,
look
at
his short shorts.
Oh, fucking hell.
But yeah, he just fucking shit himself in white jeans.
Fuck.
On a bus.
My earliest
take him off in the back of the bus, like.
Or I'll get done for fucking a decent Kinex shit. Yeah. And I'll shit myself.
My earliest memory of drinking is, again, I think it's a common age to be about 15. That's kind of when girls and guys kind of get
boozy.
I think it's a good word.
Binge drinking.
So we got, I remember it really well, but I got a 2 litre bottle of Lambrini.
Oh, Lambrini girls.
And it was cherry.
Wait, that used to be my staple in JFK, so I just bought a bottle of Lambrini. 2 litres of Lambrini.
Can't do it. Anyway, so I drank this 2 litre bottle of Lambrini, and I think one of my friends was drinking a 3 litre bottle of Blackthorn cider. I don't know why I remember that as well.
Yeah, I love Blackthorn.
Right, so it's fucking gnarly, isn't it? Like, that stuff's horrible.
In a black bottle.
Yeah, in a black bottle.
Says it all, doesn't it?
Anyway, so I got so pissed, I thought it'd be funny to drink, to eat gravel. So I ate all this gravel.
I love the way Charlie always laughs but never makes a sound. He goes,
he's doing it again.
Yeah. Like he's in a silent movie.
So I ate all this gravel. And obviously I was pissed, so that didn't really bother me too much. Until the day after.
Yeah, when your teeth weren't there anymore.
No, when I took a shit.
Oh, you swallowed the gravel.
Yeah, I swallowed my, like, ate the fucking gravel. It was like a good mouthful of gravel. Like, you're like, do you know when you fill your mouth up with water and you're like at capacity? Yeah. Imagine that, but gravel. Right? I took a shit and I bled for about 3 months after. Like, every single shit I had. Right?
Suppose you didn't kill yourself.
Don't like Lambrini anymore.
Can I assume that everybody who's, whatever your first drink was, you don't drink anymore?
No.
Yeah, vodka.
Yeah, you don't touch it.
So I don't touch it.
So I know you don't touch it. I don't really touch
it. Yeah, it's a good way to like knock a drink out early.
Yeah. You know, and the good thing is you always pick a shit one.
Yeah.
Like, I always pick one. Like, now, I wouldn't drink cider out of choice now anyway. Yeah. So it's kind of good that I don't want it.
It'd be fucking well annoying if like my first drink was like a really nice rum.
Or a Guinness.
Like, yeah, or like a Guinness.
Speaking of Guinness, fuck me. My worst experience of Guinness, right? My friend Phil came down, came back from somewhere, and he said, oh, do you want to meet up? We'll have a drink. Yeah, cool, no problem. Met him at like 2 in the afternoon. We start drinking, you know, buying rounds. It's like, I'll go around, he buys around. Just doing that. Didn't really notice how much we'd been drinking until we both kind of were feeling a bit ropey, and we were like, fucking hell, we've drunk a bit. We sort of had a little recap of how many we'd had, and it was like 9 pints. I'd had 9 pints of Guinness, and I was just like,
For anyone listening out there who doesn't really know what drinking Guinness is like, 9 pints is a lot of Guinness. You get to about 6 and you're like, right, I should probably move on to something else.
The easiest way to make it understand it is that it's got the same amount of calories in it as a full roast dinner.
Yeah.
A pint of Guinness has got the same amount of calories as a roast dinner.
How are you that thin?
Yeah, what?
Like, how are you? I drink like a Guinness, you just see it appear on my leg.
But anyway, we got to like 9 pints or whatever, and I was just like, fucking hell, like, I think 10 was at that point the most Guinness I've ever drunk in my life in one night. So like, oh, well, one more, and I'm kind of equaling my own personal best, you know? So one more goes down, I'm feeling all right. Number 11 comes over, I'm slowly but surely sipping my way through that one, thinking, fucking get on. I mean, I'm wasted, but I'm like, get on, I'm all right. Anyway, like, number 12 comes over, and I'm like, here we go, boys, number 12. Like, fucking, obviously, I've got to down it, it's the only way it's going down, so I start downing it, and I downed half of it, put it on the table, and was gone home. Just like, walked out of the pub, didn't even say goodbye to anybody, just like, just left. Went back to our flat, and we lived above the Scholar. I locked myself in the flat, because I knew the fuckers downstairs would mess with me. So I come, I locked myself in the flat upstairs, and then I was lying in bed, and you know when you're lying in bed, it's like, everything started to spin.
Everything's just awful.
You can't focus on nothing. Everything's awful. Like, yeah. Everything you look at, you just like, you try shielding your eyes and it's worse and just like, so anyway, and then I got that salty taste. The beautiful salty taste in my mouth.
But everything gets a bit wetter.
Well, and I was like, right. And in my flat, like, you had a big long corridor.
I've heard this story before.
Right down the bottom, on the right, was the bathroom door. But the door before it, further up, was the kitchen, and I was like, I'm not making it to the fucking bathroom. You know when you're as drunk as you are, you've always got that semi-logical part of your brain? That logical part of my brain, you're not going to make it to the fucking bathroom, go to the kitchen. Yeah. So I went in the kitchen with the intention of like puking up in the sink, and I didn't make it to the sink. I just opened the kitchen door, like, wah! It was just like, violently sick, fucking everywhere. Like, just all over the side, in the bread bin, like, on top of, like, everything. Like, the washing up that was in the bowl, I had sick on it as well now. It was just under the fridge, fucking everywhere. So I was like, oh my god. Like, and I felt better after, to be fair, like, as you do. And so I went back to my bedroom for a bit, and I was like, okay, clean it up. Like, so when I composed myself a bit more, I went back to the kitchen. But I clearly was still wasted because I got the Hoover out and started hoovering the sink. I was like, just did a lot. And the best part was, I was living with Dave Jones at the time. And Dave come home, and I just done it all, cleaned it all, and the stuff that I hadn't hoovered up, I just wiped off my own. I cleaned everything, and he was like, what's that smell? I was like, oh, I was sick in the kitchen. He was like, oh, have you cleaned it? Yeah, I've cleaned it. All right, cool. Anyway, what I'd done is I just put the hoover straight back into the cupboard, and then I forgot I'd done it. So, like, about a week later, Dave decided to hoover the lounge, and it's one of the ones with the bags, so, like, all the hot air was coming out the back, and it just smelled of, like, old, sick Guinness. It was just the most rancid smell. And it lingered in our flat for probably, I reckon, 4 weeks, it was there. Like, no matter how much, like, Febreze or whatever we sprayed, you could just smell sick in Guinness everywhere. It was fucking disgusting. That was my record-breaking Guinness day.
So, Charlie, give me a good drinking story. Let the people know your good one.
I went out to this regular gig at Voodoo.
Did you spike my drink?
The destroyer of
people. No, Voodoo is the destroyer of worlds.
Your drink spiked. I'm pretty sure I got mine spiked because I was fucked.
Apparently, that reggae night that they do is like renowned for like fucking drug section, isn't it? Like the other day, the cops were there. Like, they
have three people there.
No, it gets
fucking
as
packed
fuck.
As hell.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, the cops are there, so you all just fucked off.
They were there, but, like, everybody was still cracking on with it. Like, you could see everybody was off their fucking faces. They were just getting away with it.
It's crazy.
Police weren't very good.
Anyway, Charlie's
I was drinking rum and coke, and, we went out for a fag, and, I just ended up throwing up. I was really fucking ill, and, I ended up passing up at the steps right next to it, and I was with my mate Robin, and Southampton, so he thinks he's like the big shot. And
why does that make him a big shot?
Because he's Northern.
He thinks he's a member of all the gangs and all that stuff.
Oh, okay. He's a cunt, man. That's what he gets.
That's exactly the same as Grant. Grant, he's from Southampton.
I was leaning against this wall and I was passed out, and I remember waking up and hearing this like really loud noise, and it was one of those little tiny braid sweepers, and it was driving past, and my mate Robin was stood like in front of this braid sweeper, and he wasn't going to move for it. And I just come to him, and I just see him like jump up next to me, and this road sweeper nearly takes him out. He's fucking brilliant.
And that was your.
And then we got a taxi home, and it's like about a 50-minute journey to my house. And we dropped like a couple of mates off in Modbury, which is 10 minutes from my house. I passed out the whole way. Woke up in Modbury and threw up the whole way to my house for like 10 minutes solid. I wasn't quiet about it either. And we pulled up like fairly near my house because it's like a little lay-by, and you like turn the light on. Didn't say anything, was like, they are lads. And I looked down, and there was just this sick fucking everywhere at the bottom of this taxi. And he like turned the lights on, and we opened the door, and we were just like, right, shut the door, and fucking legged it to my house. We got away with it. It was fucking brilliant.
That's amazing. That's class.
That's good. That's good.
I've never thrown a bean in a taxi.
I've never done it either. No. I've thrown up out the window of a taxi.
I mean, I've like had to get them to stop. But
yeah, no, I've done the out the window thing.
I've got a funny taxi related drinking story.
Go on.
Like with
did you get bummed in a taxi?
No. With
Chris.
Your
dad in a taxi.
With Chris again. Okay, so
who is this Chris guy?
We're doing that album. He's good fun.
We stopped off at the bottom of my road. It was me and the mate and Chris. And we stopped off and we were.
Why doesn't the other mate get a name?
Right, Gib.
Right,
Richard.
Gib.
So yeah, we all.
He actually listens to this podcast. How are you doing, Gib?
Yeah. So we were at the bottom of the street. We're like all planning to sort of ditch one from the taxi. We're like, yeah. Oh boys, we'll ditch him from taxi. Oh my, Chris is fucking wankered, right? So we go, right, ready? Yeah. Ah, yeah, fuck it. So we get out of the taxi, right? And then we're like, we'll be all right. And so we paid the taxi driver. No, I think Gib paid the taxi driver. Chris decides, do one, boys. Runs up a hill, doesn't quite make it, falls backwards and goes into a wall and slams on his fucking ass.
Nice.
And we're just like, brilliant, you twat.
So is that your drinking story?
No, I have another good one.
Go on, you're gonna give us a good one. Is it gonna be as exciting as that one?
No, it's one involving you, mate. To be honest with you,
I feel famous. Go on.
Yeah, it's when we went to that Lewis kid's house party years and years ago, and you
were
fucking.
Is this the one where you stole the boat?
No, that's a different one. Mind you, that's a very good story.
No, because I'm intrigued now, because I can't fucking remember that.
The one fucking house party, Amy's house. No, not Amy's.
Is this a night where I downed a litre of JD?
Yeah. And you were so wanky, you decided. This is the first time I met fucking Craig as well.
I remember this night. I actually remember this night.
He passed out in Crown Hill Subway.
In Crown Hill?
Oh, yeah, I had to drag him back to his house.
You were that drunk before Subway closed?
No, we're like an actual Subway.
Under
an
actual Subway. Or the police station.
I was there for fucking ages, and you know how fucking heavy I am. These two cunts can't move me.
Yeah. So me and Craig are dragging him. And he goes, boys, get me a pack of fags. Like that. And I'm like, are you serious? Craig's like, what? Yeah, give me a pack of fags.
They fucking did as well, the cunts. Right.
So we went, and we're like, alright, mate, stay there. We left him by himself in the middle of the roundabout.
Did you get wrecked?
Right?
What?
Did Uncle Frank?
I could have been wrecked, and I would not have known. Like, honestly.
So me and Craig come back, and we're like, do you want these fags, mate? And then, so what's going on? Makes you feel half of a fan goes, oi, you good boys, I feel sick. Pukes all over his fucking hand.
This cunt carried me out.
Right?
He carried me
out. And I'm there like, alright, fuck it. So me and Craig just sat there and smoked a lot of the fags. Smoked about what? Well, we were there for about a couple of hours just talking because first I met him. Then I carried the cunt home about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Fuck yeah.
That's true friend then.
Plus at night.
He bought your fags.
He bought fags with my money.
Yeah, he took the money.
Yeah.
Well, I carried from Crown Hill all the way to his house in St Pancras.
It's quite
a mish, actually.
It's a good, like, hour carrying. Yeah.
It's impressive.
So, alright, tell him a story about the boat. Come on. Story, because that is fantastic. Basically broke someone's leg, didn't you? Like,
So, basically, we all went to Jake's, wasn't it? We were on our way to Jake's after North Hill.
I can't remember.
And we in that alley next to Jake's.
Yeah.
We saw this sort of like this boat. Quite a nice boat. And fuck, should we all get in the boat and have a picture? Yeah. Fucking rad. So I run like a twat and I just dive into this boat. Not knowing that there's a gal and a guy already in it.
It fucking was as well. They were like canoed right, you know? Like, probably
I land on this gal's leg.
He fucking broke her leg.
I never heard this most almighty scream in my life. She goes, like that. This bloke goes, what? I go, wait, hang on, with my arms in there. Get everyone to line up. He goes,
he posted a picture.
Took a picture and then jumped out of the boat and then we all fucking ran away.
Left her
there going, fucking leg.
I don't really. My favourite drunk story of mine is me and my brother, who's like the burliest man I've ever met, went to Manchester and ended up drinking in a transvestite stripper club. I mean, if you knew my brother, that's a really funny story because he is just like adgy gay to the max. But I always seem to manage to get naked when I'm drunk. And
yeah,
I do that a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You're the only man I know.
You did that running away from the boat, actually.
Just swing my knob at people. Yeah.
We used to have like fucking ridiculous house parties when we were younger. Like me, like Nick, Grant, all those guys.
I missed the old house party.
Yeah, like I think you get to a certain age and people just don't have proper house parties. It's like yeah, they have house parties, but they're like the kind of house parties that sort of stop it. they're like the sort of house parties where everybody's like a bit serious. And do you know what I've worked out as? Worked out that it's because nobody, when you get to this age, wants to have their own house trashed.
That's all it is.
Everybody still wants to be a fucking cunt, but you just don't want it to happen in your own house.
Do you know, like,
when you go to someone else's house,
you fucking destroy the place.
Well, James, Gib killed two of Ryan's budgies at one of his house parties.
That's a fantastic.
Yeah, we locked him in the bird cage in like this outdoor aviary. So he decided to piss in the corner because we wouldn't let him out for a piss, and he tried to do a backflip in there. So he took a piss in the corner, tried to do a backflip, landed on one of them, like he must have landed like that, and then he reached in to get these two budgies and they were both dead. They were, bear in mind, they were alive before he went in there.
Brilliant.
Well, you don't they were.
Please tell me that he did it like he was in Dumb and Dumber and take their heads off.
I killed the fucking budgies,
boys. I remember he's like, we've got no money. A car's broke down, and budgies' heads are falling off. Fucking amazing.
There's so many good drunk stories, but the house parties we used to have were amazing. But one in particular was fucking class. We had a New Year's Eve house party, and I don't know what happened. We invited like 20 people, and I'm not joking. There was about 120 people. It was fucking ridiculous. Like every room in our house, it was a two-story like masonette, and every room was full of people. Like the hall was full of people, the upstairs hall, like the stairwell, everything. There was just people everywhere. It was insane. And we got like a big black bin, you know, like an outside bin. Mm-hmm. Cleaned it out, chucked loads of ice in, there was loads of beer in the fridge, whatever. Anyway, towards the end of the night, everybody's fucking really drunk. Jack Harris was so fucking hammered that he was covered in lipstick cocks. And like people had just drawn cocks all over him, like school pieces. But the worst part is he kept bumping into walls and printing them on the wall. So like every time he like fell into the wall, it would just print another cock on the wall. So like all over our house were these pink lipstick cocks. And like it was obviously New Year, so we still had a Christmas tree up. And Grant decided that definitely he needed the best way to get rid of it. Halfway through the night, he jumped off the first floor balcony and just took the Christmas tree out. In doing that, I think it was his wrist or his ankle, but he broke his wrist or his ankle. While I was in one of the bedrooms, and when I come out, I just heard this, oh, my fucking Christ. And I look for these people and into the kitchen, and someone's like, was trying to put my little brother in the bin of now water. Like, trying to put my little brother in the bin. And my little brother obviously had flailed to try and stop himself, and just taken the entire bin of water. So it's just flooded the kitchen. So we're all stood there like, fucking hell. Alex fell over, and so did, I think it was Big Nick. Like, they both fell over, and Alex broke his ankle. There were, like, three people went to A&E afterwards. It was fucking ridiculous. Like, we're all just sat up there, right?
My favourite memory of a house party, and I won't name names because it'll get me in trouble, is I went to a house party, and the host had a go at me because I turned his telly off. So I rimmed his toothbrush. And pissed him his mouthwash, and then I rubbed my Jap eye over his nose hair trimmer thing.
I remember you did that before.
Was that my house?
You do have smelly breath.
No, that's not the first time he's rimmed someone's toothbrush.
No. And by toothbrush, he means...
Oh, that was funny as fuck, yeah. All right, we went to a party, right, after a very close friend's death, right? Right, so we're all a bit sad, and this girl had a go at me, so I fucking proper shit up her toothbrush.
While I'm taking a piss, he goes, yeah, go on, smell that. Rubs it all over my fucking nose. Basically, Daddy Sanchez is me, because this fucking toothbrush has been up his ass.
At Boardmasters, there was a load of guys from Reading, and their mate was called Shitty. And he actually shit in a bucket and brought it back to camp. Showed us, it was fucking disgusting.
Why would you show someone?
I don't know, but
having said that, I've had some nights out where afterwards I've had epic poo and I just take pictures, send it to other people I was out with, just because it's the worst.
I think it's worse when it's in a bucket.
You look at your phone first thing in the morning, it's like, ah, oh, fucking Christ.
It's worse when it's in a bucket.
Yeah, anyway.
Just saying. Anyhow, and then he got fucking wanked on cider. So we pissed in his cider and he drank it quite happily. We like got his belt off and like put his legs together.
You took and you the raped belt. Him. You took the belt off a hammer.
And Uncle Frank.
Yeah, Uncle Frank was there. And
she died there.
I'm pretty sure someone pissed on the ground and they like pushed him in it. And then we got a little fake tan and like covered him in it. And then as he had his electric toothbrush and they shoved it up his ass. And left it. And then got a bottle and taped it to his dick, which was fucking brilliant as well. And he woke up in the morning and he's like hanging to fuck. And,
that's amazing.
He picks up his toothbrush and goes, oh, fuck's sake, there's fake tan on my toothbrush.
Did he use it?
No, I don't think he used it.
That's great. I do enjoy that. Yeah. That's good. Although, Jimmy, have you had any moments in your life where you've been a drunk and you feel like a fucking hero because you've done something that's heroic?
Yeah, you're like,
I'm a fucking hero right now.
Yeah.
Well, give us one.
Well, there's just no real reasons. I couldn't really pinpoint a time.
I can just
remember doing stuff. Like, the ones I used to love are like the things that could never happen again, you can only do them when you're pissed.
Yeah.
Like flicking a fag bar and it like swings a bend around something.
Like does a backflip and lands in something else.
Like lands butt down, standing up, like looking at you like, and you're just like, fucking right.
Couldn't do that. No, yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite.
A lot of mine, I just don't want to tell the stories, it's not fair.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
My most heroic moment is where I'm the only man I know, and I think you would all agree, who can be sick without urging.
Yes, that was a fucking rubber.
Yeah.
We were down in the fucking rum bar. He sat there. He's like hanging out. He's been naked already, so we know he's
dead.
I was naked for quite a lot of that night.
Then we got into the rum bar, and he was just me and Craig, like our old drummer, just stood talking, and we were both hanging anyway. And we kept looking around at James. James is like leaned up against one of those barrels in there, just like, we're not, he's not feeling chipper. Waited. And then all of a sudden, I can hear this like running water sound, and I'm just like, what the fuck's that? I look around, it's just James being sick. But you know, like when you sit, you go, like you're arched, don't you? He wasn't, he was just stood there, and he just kept opening his mouth, and like sick was just like,
I've done it before and I'll do it again. Like, you know,
you did it at Scholar once as well.
Yeah, that Scholar one was amazing.
No, you've just done it at Scholar twice.
I'm always sick at Scholar.
The one I liked it was the gig we had when we played down there the other day, and like he after the gig we got shit faced and he was fucking absolutely wasted. I think it was your idea to buy Jaeger bombs.
And you bought
them, and he was stood talking to his mate over there, and sat down talking to his mate. And he downed the Jaeger bomb, and you can see it just had gone all wrong. He just downed it, and he's just like...
The water works in your mouth. In your head, you're like, I'm done.
And you stood up, and you had... And you could see you were judging whether you were all right or not. And you were like... And then all of a sudden, you said...
That was epic, but
you did the best thing ever. You're like, the bouncer came down and went, you're going to have to leave, you've had too much. He went, it's all right, I'm leaving anyway. And you walked out and he went, you're probably going to want to clean that up. Which is funny, he was such an asshole, but it was quite funny.
He's done it before, but we've been down sat in Scholar, I guess it was a couple of years ago. We just sat down there, weren't we, like, just mingling.
I've always sat in Scholar, right. I never stand.
And it was done downstairs, just around the corner a bit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, we were sat.
I was trying to source up some bird, yeah. Wasn't I?
He was there chatting to some girls, and we were just chatting.
This is pre-Jay, just in case you're listening.
Pre-Ami. So we just sat there, just chatting, and he turns to me and goes, mate, I feel fucking ill.
This is really funny.
All right, and he looked at me and goes, I got.
Fucking everywhere.
Like all under the table, and like near all these girls in there, and they go, what's that smell? And we're off. I tried to deny it.
That was embarrassing.
We're fucking gone.
Mate, there was a puddle of sink on the floor, like 2.5 meters in diameter.
And we're like, oh, sorry, I'll see you later. Like, we just walked
off.
Oh,
mate. And like, is that you? I was like,
puddle of sick.
Is that you? I was like, no. He's walking off.
Okay. You know what? I'm pretty good. I'm never sick out. I'm only ever sick.
I'm the worst sick
I've ever done to myself. And I look back now, I think it's a bit dangerous. But I'd drunk a lot and done some other things, and I wasn't feeling too pleasant. And I was lying on my back, and I was lying like, oh, and I didn't have a pillow under my head. I was completely flat, and I threw up on my own face.
Oh,
I just went,
we like, fucking all been there.
I literally just like went straight up and straight back down again, and just like gathered speed. It's just like
terminal velocity.
Speaking of a heroic thing, else being drunk was actually, again, staying at his house after a night out, right? You probably remember this as well. I was you were sleeping in your bed and I was down beside you. And,
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, and I sucked him off. Charlie was in the corner and well with his little mini friend.
Actually, no, this was the same night that I carried him home, right? The same night I carried him home. And so he sat there and I'm dead asleep. All I can hear is... I'm like... And he goes like that, he's about to be sick, so I wake up, grab the fucking ball, and go like that, bang,
it
out on his back, and he goes,
it was like fucking
mate. You fucking saved your life, man. Yeah. You ripped the shit out of him,
he's
like
a cunt, though.
God, that's a bit fucking
he's
off.
A cunt.
And I went like that, I went to sleep, and this bowl is sick next to me. Because, you know, obviously he was next to me.
You're lucky I let you sleep at my house.
one of the earliest times, actually, like, of drinking, going back to that again, was... I remember we had you know when mates stay around, you always have the bed by your bed. And I was about 15.
You were sick on your mate when you
had 15, 16. No, it's even better. And it doesn't really have a lot to do with drink. Well, it doesn't have a bit to do with drink. I snore incredibly badly anyway.
Yeah.
And when I drink.
Yeah, I know it's that. Yeah.
And when I drink.
It's in another room.
Yeah. It's fucking impressive.
Yeah, it really is.
And when I'm drunk, it's worse. Anyway, I was in bed, right, and my mate's sleeping on the bed beside mine, and I had a like solid drawer on the side of my bed. It's all relevant. Anyway, in the middle of the night, apparently,
like
I was going, and just stopping breathing for ages, and I was like, and apparently I did it, and I went, and he said he was lying there. Felt like an attack before I breathe again. And he's going, I'm gonna check on him. And he was having this battle in his hand, and the minute he decided to check on me, I went and literally he scared the shit out of me, and he turned, headbutted the side of the bed, and broke his nose. He broke his nose on the side of my bed. And I only found that out because in the morning I was lying there and the pillow that he was on was just covered in blood. And I was like, what the fuck happened? He was like, you happened! You did! With your fucking snoring! Yeah, just at the exact moment that he decided to come up and make sure I wasn't dead, I like went, like, woke up, and you just fucking scared the shit out of me.
That's good. Yeah. I think that's a great place to end it. Yeah. So, really, thanks for listening, guys. What's our next gig?
The 13th in the Junction.
This isn't going to be up.
Friday the 13th.
This will come out
on the day.
If you can,
in which case, there's none before. There's some in the new year, but we should probably do.
Yeah,
that
we're gonna probably break for Christmas on the gigs.
Yeah,
if we don't send out another podcast, guys, hope you will have a good Christmas.
I think we'll do one more. We've got to do.
Yeah, I mean, just in case we don't,
we'll
just
do another one on Christmas.
Put that one out there.
Yeah, should
we'll
we
do one next?
By the way, I know this is we're on podcast, but Boxing Day, everybody round Wales.
Yeah,
that might
not
be.
Everybody in podcast world.
Podcast on Boxing Day.
Everybody comes to my house like, we're back. But I think we'll do that, and then we'll do a podcast at my house on Boxing Day.
Sounds good. Yeah.
All right.
Does Charlie have to be there? Because I really don't like him.
Can we stick baubles on his hair?
And I put my balls on his hair.
Uncle Frank.
Yeah. Uncle Frank.
It's happening again.
All right, guys, then we're going to leave it there on
mild bit of paedophilia.
The idea of Charlie's Uncle Frank. So, opposite me saying goodbye is...
Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to actually say goodbye? Or like,
Bye, then.
All right. Jim's going to say...
See you later.
And Connor's going to say...
Cheerio.
And I'm going to say goodbye as well. So, catch you all later. Take it easy.